Late on the morning of May 1, 1863, Union Commander Joe Hooker resumed his advance against the rear of the Confederate Army at Fredericksburg, carrying through with a well-conceived plan to trap Lee's forces in a massive pincer movement. Having made contact with the rebels east of Chancellorsville, the Federals were in an excellent position to turn the enemy's right flank and drive him from the field. At this point, however, Hooker hesitated, drawing back his forces to the vicinity of Chancellorsville, where any subsequent movements would be hampered by an area of second-growth woodland known as the Wilderness. Meanwhile, gambling on the Union commander's continued cautiousness, Lee sent Jackson's corps, nearly half his entire force, on a circuitous march through the Wilderness to strike the Union right. Throughout the 2nd of May, while Hooker made a tentative advance in the direction of Todd's Tavern, Jackson's men marched around the Federal Army, coming into position on the enemy's right flank. Then around 6 p.m., some 26,000 rebels charged through the dense thickets, taking the men of Oliver Howard's corps completely by surprise and driving them back more than a mile. The next day, under attack from three directions, Hooker was nearly knocked unconscious by a rebel shell, and the Federal position around Chancellorsville began to collapse. Meanwhile, to the east, Sedgwick assaulted the stone wall at Fredericksburg and, driving the rebels off the heights, advanced as far as Salem Church. By this time, however, Lee had pushed the Federals out of Chancellorsville and was able to send reinforcements. The next day, Lee himself took charge of the fighting around Salem Church, eventually driving Sedgwick back across the Rappahannock. While the Battle of Chancellorsville ended in a resounding rebel triumph, the victory came at the cost of Lee's ablest lieutenant, Stonewall Jackson, who was mortally wounded by his own troops in the confusion following the attack of May 2nd.